The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, when we announced we were talking about mainstream versus specialist education on this week's programme, well, we couldn't stop you from getting in touch. It was great. Thank you for everyone who got in touch. Robin Dunford sent us his thoughts.
My name is Robin, and I live in Hereford in the West Midlands. I have partial vision, but my eye condition is cataracts, corneal ulcers, and collarbone of the iris. My schooling days started in a village 3 miles from Dorchester. The village school was very tiny, so I'm talking about now 1962. Teaching levels were then for vision impaired people. The school was very limited, really. I mean, I had to go walking back and forwards to see what they'd written on the blackboard. So it was quite difficult, really, especially for somebody my age. And then when I was 11 years old, it was decided because of my visual impairment then might be better for me to go to a specialised school. So then I went on to the West England School at Exeter for partially sighted pupils. Quite strange, really, because there were no actually blind pupils there, just partially sighted pupils like myself. So we didn't get the opportunity to learn Braille, which would have been a useful thing to have done at the time. There wasn't a huge amount of difference between going there and the junior schools. Again, a blackboard was used in lessons, but they did have the addition of overhead projectors, and we used typewriters, and there was a library of large print books, which was quite good at the time. And there I stayed until I left school, which was 1969.
Must say, it might sound a bit weird to our younger listeners, but I bet some of you remember the walk to and from the blackboard to read what was on it, those of us who could actually read it. I could do that in those days, at least. Can't do it anymore. And thank goodness there's no such thing as blackboards anymore. I think they're all whiteboards now, aren't they? Well, thanks, Robin, for sharing. We love to hear your stories. If you want to get in touch, please do.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.